Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the office! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to the show, folks, where we promise not to bomb. That's right. We are the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer, it is Thursday. You know what that means, of course. It means Rick Brown is in the studio with us.
Well, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good to see you, Rick.
I tell you what, I was not being bombed on the way here, but it is the retrograde of the full moon, and everybody is absolutely insane on the highway. I'm lucky to be alive.
All right. If you feel like getting bombed, just sit back and listen to us. We'll settle things down for you as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. All right. We are here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer, it is contest night. Let me introduce the judges. Of course, Rick Brown.
Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge. That's right. We also have in the studio with us from Patriot Home Funding. And on a Thursday night, he'll be back tomorrow night, Pierce Morgan. Good to see you tonight. Did I say Pierce Morgan?
You did.
I'll take his wallet. Thank you.
I mean, Pierce Outlaw.
Yes,
I was about to get really excited.
The 72 virgins are busy this afternoon.
Indeed they are. All right, and the creator of our contest, Michael McBath, is here. He'll give us the rules for the contest as we open up the contest lines. 407-774-8255 is the number.
Chris, I have one question, though, for Rick. You know, he does Magic Night now, Rick. Is that over now? It is over?
Last night.
Is there any way you can make them disappear?
They may do that to themselves.
I know. Did you see their general manager?
They made him disappear.
Yeah,
today.
After five years, they asked him. Goodbye for him. Yeah. He never got into one playoff.
He never had a winning season.
So now we get the rebuild of the rebuild.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But Let's build him another stadium. Maybe that'll be inspirational.
Oh, yeah. Right. Put it on top of the soccer stadium.
Yeah. Well, you got state-of-the-art talk radio right here. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge tonight. Nick Lo Cicero is at the convention center, the big
Star Wars convention.
Oh yeah,
did you see that line?
Oh, can you? It was what? How long was that?
I don't know, but everybody they talked to in line looked like they came out of the Big Bang Theory.
I mean, somewhere in there was Nick, so watch out there, buddy.
Now, one question. I really do wonder, how many of them do you think are Democrats?
Hard to say.
I would bet.
Hard to say.
I'd go 80%.
The ones in costume or the ones that weren't?
Yeah, there you go.
I would go 80%.
All right, Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, and he's not in costume. And 407-774-8255 is the number. Yes, we will talk about the massive ordnance air blast bomb that was dropped on the Islamic State tunnel network in eastern Afghanistan today. But it's a perfect segue into our contest, because not only did it do extensive damage.
It's like he gave us one of our categories today.
He sent another message to a lot of people or everybody around the world.
Yep.
And that is the contest tonight. Message.
So, if you were President Trump, what would be your next message to whoever? A country? A person? Individuals? Obviously, the bomb of the day delivered a very strong message to a lot of our enemies. My message would be to Barack Obama, cut the anti-American stuff out. If not, you're going to go back home. We're going to drop you off in Kenya. So it's a case that for you people out there, what will Trump's next message be for $380 worth of prizes, right, Chris?
Yep, we'll go over that in a second. And the message can be direct, like Mike just said, or it can be of a metaphorical sense, like Trump has been sending. For instance, my suggestion would be to send Hillary a message. I would send her a jail jumpsuit.
I like that.
With a number on it. I mean, that clearly sends a message.
Clear.
You don't have to write anything down, but you can do it either way.
Yeah, no tracing?
Either way. And the idea is to send that message to the person that you think you would send it to, were you Donald Trump. 407-774-8255 is the number, and you will win a whole big pile of prizes, including the newest prize, a treatment with $75 value at the cryo sauna place, Chill Cryo Sauna. And by the way, it's easy to find. It's just off John Young Parkway, just south of Sand Lake Road down there on the south side of town. And it's real easy to do. And for 3 minutes, you go in there and you get chilled down, and you come out and you feel. I'm telling you, I felt like I had more pep in my step and more pop in my whatever. Right. So it's and if you've got all kinds, it helps people with all different kinds of suffering and stuff like that.
We talked about it yesterday, Chris, with these ice baths, which you would sit in the old days a half hour, 40 minutes, right?
With a cold beer.
I know. Now you can do it in, 3 minutes? So the answer is...
I should have asked them if they could chill down a six-pack in 3 minutes, right? Go from room temperature down to 40 degrees.
We could have chugging contests. Put about three of them side by side, and here we go.
Yeah,
let's get it on.
Nitrogen, they ought to be able to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And the problem with the sitting in the ice bath, of course, is...
there's a lot of problems.
Well, for it to be effective, you have to stay in there.
That's what I mean. That's a problem.
20 minutes or so.
Like you're telling me 3 minutes. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, and you walk in. You walk out, you don't have to dry off or anything like that. It's a nitrogen mist, and it goes right down your body, and it chills you down quick. And what it does for everyone, but if you want to know what it does for a healthy person, is it basically makes your blood flow a lot better. It dilates your veins and arteries, all right? Because what it does is, because it chills you so quickly, your blood basically is drawn to the core of your body. That's why they have you wear gloves and things on your feet, because the blood is actually being drawn out of your extremities into your core. And then when you step out back in the room temperature, your blood goes like, whoa!
It's like a quick trip to Antarctica.
Kind of. and so that quick, and obviously, you know, you're not going to, you know, get paralyzed or anything, but because it's only 3 minutes. But the point is that it causes your veins and arteries to be rejuvenated, and the blood flows a lot better, and that helps all different kinds of healing and
that's
ailments.
One of the prizes.
That's just one.
That's just one.
That's just one.
All right, and so you'll get a massage for two in the Serenity Room at Relax in Comfort.
We love that one.
And that's an hour massage in their Panasonic massage chairs. And these things, I tell you, it's just like a real, you know, real person giving you a massage. And you'll get that. You'll get a life-size cutout of somebody that's special to you. Maybe it's somebody in the news like Donald Trump. We got one of him in here. And to compliment one of Ronald Reagan, maybe it's a grandchild or something like that, or someone serving in the military who can't be home. And you'll get that. That's compliments of Dino and Janice Rentos. You'll also get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, only the finest Italian restaurant.
You know, he hasn't given any golf lessons lately, has he?
Well, he was given some wrestling lessons. Oh, he was.
Okay.
Remember that, Pierce?
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
he switched
his
sports.
In a whole lot of ways was that impressive.
That's right. Takedown.
And a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Right? I mean, and that's compliments of Rick Brown right here. So you can't go wrong with our prize package. All right. We got a lot to talk about, but Jim is already on the line, and he wants to set the pace for tonight's contest. Let's let him do it right now. Jim, thank you for calling. We appreciate that.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you guys making me smarter every day.
Well, we try.
Jim, just check the facts, okay?
We try to do that and give you a smile at the same time. And by the way, we check the facts.
No, I know.
All right, go ahead.
I'm sure you do. All right. You know what? I spent 20 years in the Navy. I retired in 2002. And so I saw the political wind shift back and forth a couple of times while I was there.
I guess you did. And thank you for being in the Navy.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. One of the best messages I think that was ever sent was when President Reagan came out and hit the United States military, particularly the enlisted men, where it meant the most, and he gave them one of the biggest pay raises that we'd seen in years. I think for the last 12 years or so that the U.S. military has been decimated, the people by a large percentage of the population in the military have been vilified, and they have been turned into villains instead of heroes, and I think our president should step up and say thank you guys and give them a pay raise. The cold hard facts are a lot of our junior military, our junior enlisted in the military, are barely above the poverty level, and I think it's time we thank them.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's a perfect message to send. And
that's really what's taking place now with Trump, very much so. And I'm glad that Jim recognized what the problem has been and where we are today.
Yeah.
Good message.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you very much. Make sure that Jeff has your phone number, okay?
All right, will do.
All right. You're first in the contest, and you might be first in the placing of the winners. All right. So thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Well, if he could block the lines, then he would win. Four phones, right? And just tie it up.
All right. So that's the idea. All right. Okay. So whatever the message you want, and to whoever you want to send it to, were you the president of the United States? So he said if he was the president, he'd send the message to the military by giving them a pay raise. And that message is thank you and we appreciate you.
I think that's a terrific message.
I do, too. All right. Great way to start the contest tonight. Speaking of the military, Donald Trump said today when asked about the MOBE, the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, more commonly known as the mother of all bombs.
Sounds like something out of that movie, right?
Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove.
Indeed. And this is a bomb so large that it has to be dropped out of the back of a cargo plane, and it is about 30 feet long, 11 tons of TNT, high explosives, pack this thing. And it's the first time that it's been used in a theater of operation. Obviously, it's been tested before, but they drop the thing, and it goes off above ground, but actually very near the ground. And it just levels everything for about a mile diameter. In other words, a half mile in each direction from the so-called impact area or ground zero, shall we call it. It is the strongest conventional weapon in anyone's arsenal. And it is not quite a nuclear weapon. It is certainly not a nuclear weapon at all. But it packs a pretty doggone strong punch.
And it's as strong as Little Boy was.
Exactly. This will do as much damage as the bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima, uranium nuclear weapon.
Do you think Obama would approve this?
The bomb actually was being talked about. This mission was being planned even actually toward the end of the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We'll tell you what Trump said about it all, though, when we come back. And don't forget, the contest lines are now open, 407-774-8255. That's the number. Trump is sending messages left and right.
Yeah, I mean, he can answer all these questions. Wow.
If you were him, who would you send a message to? And would you send it on the tip of a bomb? Or how else? We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Toll road problems this afternoon. 408 eastbound, a crash before Bumby has backups back to Pine Hills Road now. And that turnpike southbound accident before 192 in Kissimmee has been cleared, but you still have slowdowns back to Osceola Parkway. I-4 eastbound, heavy Osceola Parkway to 535 and slow at the turnpike. Heavy Conroy to Ivanhoe, Fairbanks to 436 slow, and 417 to the bridge. Heavy westbound, heavy traffic from Princeton Street to Conroy Road, then Kirkman to 535 and past 192. I'm Mick Dolan. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money. Money, 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 money.
All right. Welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Thursday Evening Contest. And we got an odd number of odd judges in the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, so we'll have a clear winner tonight. If you want to get in on the contest, 407-774-8255 is the number.
Chris, that's $380 worth of prizes.
And yeah,
you know what
and
I mean, that's phenomenal.
Growing
nobody
all the time.
In this city does a contest like that.
Somebody needs to bring their A game for that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys better be studying in the library a few days. You know, hey, aren't we doing this? When we announce it on Tuesdays, we're putting it up on Facebook a lot too, right, Chris?
Yeah, we put up the rules. We're going to start doing that every week. We'll put up the rules when we announce them that evening. We'll put them up on Facebook so you can go there and,
what the
there
contest
and check
is about.
Them out.
Yeah, exactly. That's great.
Yeah,
great idea.
Yeah, you can start planning your entries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll put the prize package up there too.
So not shooting from the
hip.
People
know what they're playing for.
Shooting from the head.
The contest lines are open. 407-774-8255 once again is the number. And what the president said about the dropping of this massive weapon today was that he has given the finest military in the world total authority to execute the plan of action as they see fit. The general who is in charge right now in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, evidently requested this bomb when they discovered the tunnel network back late last year, is my understanding. Yeah. And at that time, they began to put it into process, put it into works. But the bomb, the weapon, wasn't delivered into the theater until it was set up for this particular mission today.
You know, that province is right on the border of Pakistan too. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice little message to our friends in Pakistan, too.
And also, and in similar fashion to what he did in Syria, is that there was very, very low risk for collateral damage. Because that region of Afghanistan, which borders Pakistan, is like mountainous desert region. Right. Okay, it's like a moonscape. All right, and caves and tunnels and all that sort of thing. And what this would have done would have collapsed the earth down onto whoever or whatever was in those tunnels.
Yeah, you'll stay. You won't, unless you're a mole, you're not getting out.
Well, let's just say they don't need to dig a grave for any of them, right? Mm-hmm. They got buried alive. Mm. Well, except they didn't live very long. Mm. But the point being is that he is allowing the military, and in the process of doing so, telling the world that we're not going to mess around anymore. We mean business. And when we mean business, we mean business. My dad used to have a saying, you know, I mean business. And what that meant was we better straighten up or we were going to get, you know.
Right. We're going to get the business.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think the new rules of engagement are if it's an area where we've been actively engaged previously, they do not have to come back to the White House for permission. They can just act as they see fit to act.
That's the rules of engagement.
Yep. If it's someplace we haven't been actively engaged, it has to come through authority from the White House.
Well, that's a huge step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Because under Obama, and even to a great extent under George W. Bush, there was too much micromanaging coming out of the civilians in the White House.
Don't get anything done.
Right. If you want the military to do what they do best, you assign them the task, and you give them what they need to do it. Otherwise, you don't assign them the task. Right? Because all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure and a lot of soldiers up for massacre. So it was a great message for the president to send. All right, we got some other contestants on the line. Russell, you're up next. Thanks for calling back tonight. We appreciate that.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Oh, hi.
This is Russell from last night, too, Chris.
Yeah.
This is a message from Talk Trump to Obama.
Okay.
You can run, but you can't hide. Believe me, I have special skills. The people I have worked with me are very bad and influential people. I will find you no matter what rock you are hiding under with your little walkie-talkie to Hillary and Billy. You disappear, son, right now. Your next vacation will be in Guantanamo, hitting rocks in your hole.
Vacation in Guantanamo.
I can see it. You voted for him, didn't you, Russell?
Oh, heck no. Come on in, buddy.
All right, Rick, great messages.
Okay.
We'll see that they get through.
Thanks, Russell.
Thank you, appreciate that.
That's funny, Russell.
All right, Russell, I'm sorry, Russell, thank you. All right.
God bless y'all.
Same to you, Russell. Thanks for calling in, participating. Rick is up next. Rick, how you doing?
Evening, gentlemen.
How you doing?
How are you?
Overworked, underpaid, not appreciated. Living the American dream. How you doing?
All right. What was the message?
One nice thing about those MOABs is their effect is double because you not only have a mile-wide shockwave, but it sucks all the oxygen out of the area for about a minute.
Right. Yeah.
So it'll suffocate if the blast doesn't kill you.
Right. And it will literally suck the oxygen right out of your lungs. Hey, Rick, you're going to have to hold on for your contest entry. We're up against that hard break. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. What is your message? Who would you send it to?
5.5 Go away. AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. forces in Afghanistan struck an Islamic State tunnel complex in Afghanistan with, quote, the mother of all bombs, unquote, the largest non-nuclear weapon ever used in combat by the U.S. military. The bomb, known officially as a GBU-43B, or Massive Ordnance Air Blast Weapon, unleashes 11 tons of explosives. A Chicago alderman says city-employed airport security officers should not be doing the dirty work for the Friendly Skies airline. A city council committee is questioning officials from the Chicago Aviation Department and United Airlines about why a passenger was dragged from a United Express flight at O'Hare Airport. Alderman Ed Burke played cell phone video of the Sunday incident that has been seen worldwide. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 139 points, the NASDAQ dropped 31. More details at srnnews.com.
And the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Nick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. The stock market finishes down. Get your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store and don't miss a thing. A 22-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the death of Melanie Medina. She's the 15-year-old girl whose body was found dumped earlier this week near South Orange Blossom Trail and Sand Lake Road. Ramses Javier Cruzabreo of Orlando has been charged with being an accessory after the fact. Call Crimeline if you know anything else. There's a $5,000 reward offered. The Central Florida Zoo has outlined $85 million worth of renovations and improvements over the next 20 years. Officials plan to pay for the upgrades through revenue from visitors, donations, and additional government funding. The renovations are expected to drive up the number of visitors by 30% over the next two decades. It's everything Star Wars this weekend at the Orange County Convention Center. The almost sold-out event got underway today. Star Wars fans were lined up outside the convention center this morning. May the Force be with you on National Peach Cobbler Day. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a long ride on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, heavy Osceola Parkway to 535. Slow at the Turnpike and in. Heavy Conroy up to 436 for 40 minutes or so. 417 to the bridge, also heavy. Westbound backups, Fairbanks to Conroy. They're clearing that crash near Conroy. Sand Lake Road to 535, slow and heavy past 192. 408 eastbound, a crash near Bumby with backups back to Pine Hills. You're also slow at the 417. Westbound delays on the 408 Pine Hills to Hiawassee. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105. 5.5 and AM 660 The Answer.
Here comes Johnny B. Bad, and you don't want to make him mad.
Hello, this is Buck Merrill, former WCW World Television Champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad.
I guess the lesson now is don't mess with Donald Trump.
Yeah, remember that old song, Don't Mess With Bill?
Yeah.
Don't mess with Don.
Don't mess with the Donald, that's yeah. Right. Don't mess with the, I think the larger message is don't mess with the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, as I said earlier, when asked about the massive ordnance air blast bomb, commonly known as Mother of All Bombs, He said, I've given the greatest military in the world full authority to do what they do best, and I'm behind them all the way.
And don't have to ask.
And, amen.
And exactly.
And the other thing, too, Chris, we do have some surprise weapons that everybody's not cognizant of out there. This was something our enemies probably knew we had.
Yeah, this.
But we have some surprises.
Yeah, this bomb had been written about in the newspapers. As a matter of fact, I remember us talking about it on one of our shows years ago because they called it the mother of all bombs.
Yep.
But it's a huge, powerful device, and it's very accurate too. It's a smart
GPS
weapon.
Guided.
It's a smart weapon, exactly. And they can put something that big.
I know, it's hard to believe that weighs that much that they can just guide it right in.
Oh. But they used it in an area where, as we said, there'd be little collateral damage, and the damage would be to the enemy, and it would be in a big way with one big pop.
Yeah.
And we got more of them. If you guys, any of you enemy are out there listening.
One of the guys today, he was asked, who was in the plane, he says, well, how do you drop this if it's so big and it's in a cargo plane?
Right.
He says, we just kick it out the back door, let the GPS take over.
Yeah, I hope you don't go with it. Just shove it.
That's more or less how they do it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's on a dolly, basically.
It's guided right off.
Right, and they have a parachute that they deploy that pulls it out of the back of the aircraft. And then once it's out of the aircraft, the parachute is released. The bomb is released from the dolly, and then the bomb just, how does it go?
Yeah.
Boom. And they might have heard a little bit of a whistle, but they heard the big boom. I'll guarantee you that. And
they got the message.
And that's it. Trump is once again sending a message, a clear, distinct message to the world, and everybody is paying attention. And by the way, the Chinese are paying attention. We told you yesterday that President Xi of China called Trump the night before last and told him that we're willing to work with you to end North Korea's nuclear program. Then today it came out that the Chinese have a military journal where they write about their military and they brag about their stuff. And evidently one of their high generals wrote a editorial for the general which said North Korea's wild, they're a loose cannon, and they better stop what they're doing or we're going to stop them. The Chinese, a Chinese general said
your neighbor.
That. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the liberal media is trying to make that sound like, I tell you what, let's get to the contest entries so we can clear up some lines, so more people can call in, and then we'll get to more of this the Korea stuff. Rick is up now. Well, Rick has been
In conversation with us.
Okay, all right, go ahead. So your entry.
I can't help but think how much better the sheep and goats are sleeping in Afghanistan tonight with that.
Whatever do you mean by that?
My message would be to you that that fat little kid in Korea, Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Crazy.
And I would send him a radiation suit with a tag on it that says defective.
That's pretty good, Rick.
I like it. See, there you go. All right. Good deal. Thanks, Rick. And thanks for holding on and your other comments as well. Appreciate
that.
That was
good. Very concise and to the point.
All right. Yep. So we now have a contest line open. Keith is up next. Keith, thank you for calling this evening.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome,
Keith.
Anytime.
I'm sure you remember those fine Americans like Whoopi Goldberg
and
Roseanne Barr. Those people that said they would leave the country if Trump got elected.
Yep. Yeah.
If I was the president and they said that, I would get on national television. And I would say to the American people and to those people that I brokered a deal with United Airlines, and I secured them a seat barring overbooking, but I secured them a seat to any Muslim country.
It's overbooked.
And now we're not going to leave high and dry. I would give them a burqa and a goat and let them go to any country they want to go to. That would be my choice.
I like that. You'd fly them on United, right?
Hey.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, you know, if they could stay on the plane, but yeah.
That's the whole idea. You get them to
that is funny.
Fly United. Yeah. And, hey, a burqa, a goat, throw in a Quran, they'll have everything that they need, right?
Package deal.
I got compassion. I'll get
All right. We got the idea.
If you're flying him to Kandahar, is that a red eye or a black eye flight?
All right. Depends on how voluntarily you go, I guess. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Keith.
That was good. Excellent. That was good, Keith.
Excellent entry. We appreciate it. And William is up next for the contest. William, thank you for calling tonight.
No problem. My idea is for Mr. Trump to send Mr. Obama a message, and that message would be symbolism, and I would have a stuffed head's horse. Right out of The Godfather.
Right, I was going to say, we get that.
Right, yeah.
Like that one?
Yeah.
Is it a little too extreme?
No, no, it's not at all.
Okay.
Well, Obama plays a lot of games. Trump plays a lot of games.
That sends the signal.
The message is clear.
It does.
You can wake up in bed with the head.
You know? That's right. You know, I think that's a great idea.
Could he tell
Do you guys ever talk about Seth Rich, the DNC guy that got killed in Washington?
Yeah, we did when he got killed. We did, yes.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
he was in the middle of the email leaks.
Yeah, that was the young man, right? That was walking down the street.
Yeah, he worked at
Georgetown in the back of his head. Nobody bothered to investigate it.
Right. Yeah, he
was in Georgetown.
He was he worked at the DNC. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Right.
And the story is that he was ticked off and given information to the FBI. Going to give information to the FBI. He was ticked off because he found out that they had cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination.
Yep.
So, yeah, okay. And
that's why I believe Trump is innocent.
He is.
He has nothing to hide.
Absolutely nothing. You got that right.
Trust me, bro. If they had something, we'd already know it.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, William, make sure we got your phone number. Thank you for calling tonight.
No problem.
Now, do you think Obama could tell the difference between the horse's head and Val Jarrett? When he woke up in the morning,
I thought you were going to ask me the difference between the horse's head and the horse's the other end, right?
Yeah.
No.
Like he said, the horse's head wouldn't smell as bad.
Oh
no, wait, that's Hillary's feet.
All right, let's get back to some subject matter with Adam. Adam, you're up next. Thank you for calling this evening. We appreciate that.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's actually Al. How are you guys doing?
Oh, Al. Yeah, good to hear from you, Al. Thanks.
Yes, sir. I just have a little bit of reservation when it comes to, I know we talked about this the other day, and I don't know, I just feel really uneasy about this whole situation. I mean, I voted for Trump to keep us out of these situations, and I truly believe that he was going to do it. And one of the things that I've noticed lately is I've seen a lot of scripted Trump. A lot of scripted Trump where he's coming out reading off a piece of paper or he's reading off a script, and that's not the Trump I want to see. It seems like he's being herded in this direction almost. And I don't trust Rex Tillerson. I never felt good about him, and I still don't feel good about him, and I want to know what your guys' thoughts on it was.
Well, let me start with this. First of all, Donald Trump has not started anything new. The Syria conflict, we're already in that. We're not in it deep, and he didn't really get us into it any deeper, but we're already in it. Same thing with Afghanistan. I mean, this is the longest war in U.S. history in Afghanistan, and part of the reason is because we haven't been fighting it correctly. We haven't allowed the military to have the rules of engagement to defeat the enemy on the battlefield, and that's why we're still stuck with this, and that's why at this point we're dropping the new massive bomb.
There's the other thing when he mentioned Rex Tillerson. Remember, Rex Tillerson, as an international negotiator for Exxon, is a poker face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in other words, he knows how to play the physical game. You know, when you're looking at somebody and you're sitting in the table and your words mean something, this guy can play the game as well as anybody, maybe even better than Trump. So, based upon where the direction he wants to go, I'm comfortable with it.
And see, I think that's the key to, and I'll let you continue, Al, but I think that's the key to this whole thing is that Trump is establishing bargaining positions, okay? And now the situation in Afghanistan, I believe he views that as a military matter, and it's up to the military to defeat the Taliban and the Islamic State and all the bad guys there. We've got so much invested in that now. But in terms of what he did in Syria and maybe even the use of this bomb is, I believe he's establishing negotiating positions where he's making other countries step up and act with the implicit threat that he'll do it if they don't. And that's what's going on in China. I mean, this is unheard of. that the Chinese are threatening the North Koreans? That doesn't happen, but it's happening. And it's happening because Trump has changed the whole lay of the land, so to speak. Now, I understand what you're talking about, and I don't think he is going to get into nation building. I don't think that's his intent, but it certainly... he's going to want to end the conflicts that we're in. And you have to remember, and I know that you're attentive enough to, Jeff, please extend. Do you see my fingers here? The situation in Syria, in essence, he said many times, you know, we're going to bomb the hell out of ISIS. I mean, he even used cruder language than that.
Right.
So, once again, it's not like he started anything new. It's like he wants to finish old business. Now, with Rex Tillerson, yeah, he is he's a hardline negotiator. And as far as scripting Trump, yeah, I've noticed that too. He's reading more from the teleprompter. But what he's saying, I think, fits him. For instance, today, he said, this might have been last night in an interview, he said in regard to the situation with the Russians, he said, look, at some point, everybody's going to come to their senses, as he put it, and everything's going to be okay. See, that's Trump. That's classic Trump. I can relate to Trump because Trump talks in sort of like big terms, big language, big topics, philosophically almost.
That's how a salesman works.
And it is.
Yeah.
So give it a little patience, and I think it's going to be okay because he does not have the intention of getting us into something new, but he has said with North Korea. But you have to admit, North Korea, not only do they have nuclear weapons, but they have chemical and biological weapons. They could kill every person on this planet if they
did. You see, they have sarin, they have a plague.
They've got anthrax. They've got it all.
My only thing is that he promised that he would drain the swamp. He's doing a great job. I mean, I would give him like a B up till now because of this whole situation as of recently. But to me, I still feel like Rex Tillerson is a part of that swamp.
Yeah. Let me address
those guys
that.
Are still a part of the swamp.
Okay.
And I just feel like as Christians, as long as I think it's time to pray. For sure. Although
that goes without
things are
saying.
Going on all over the world, I still truly believe that it's time to pray for our leaders to make sure that this doesn't go in the direction that we don't want it to go. Because really and truly, we don't want it to go in that direction.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too.
One more thing from Pierce, and then we got to move on.
Yeah, two things as far as Tillerson's concerned. If you're running a professional sports franchise, let's say the Magic, for example, they bring in a new GM. Are they going to draft the kids that were on the court for North Carolina who were largely upperclassmen? Or are they going to draft the kid like Marcus Monk or Ke'Aaron Fox from Kentucky who has the highest upside? That's what Trump has done. He could have went and got a professional politician who might be at this moment better than Tillerson. But the upside of Tillerson is far beyond any of the people in the swamp. And another thing is, too, with Trump being a businessman, he's not necessarily an established politician and doesn't have all the following you would see in the swamp down to the lower levels. So you're going to see more turnover in his administration as he builds that following.
Yeah, and just remember one thing we said from the very get-go with Donald Trump. He's not an ideologue. He probably couldn't tell you what a conservative and a liberal is because he doesn't care. To him, it's all about results. Just remember that, Al. Thanks
God
for your call.
You guys,
same to you. And great advice on praying. We'll take a break when we come back. Bo is on the line for the contest. We now have a line open for the contest, 407-774-8255.
I like this. Bo and then Bob. Bo-Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just got this from Carl. He says, if Trump does get us into something new, at least he'll fight it to win it.
That's true. We're not looking for a neutral situation.
All right. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys.
To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a long ride on I-4 this afternoon, eastbound. Heavy Osceola Parkway to 535, slow at the Turnpike, and then heavy Conroy up to 436 for 40 minutes or so. 417 to the bridge, also heavy. Westbound backups, Fairbanks to Conroy. They're clearing that crash near Conroy. Sand Lake Road to 535, slow and heavy past 192. 408 eastbound, a crash near Bumby with backups back to Pine Hills. You're also slow at the 417. Westbound delays on the 408 Pine Hills to Hiawassee. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105. 5.5 and AM 660 The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries. That's right, the Russians, they love their kids too, right?
Chris, one thing we had to bring up to our contest people is when the entries end, because we do have baseball tonight.
Yeah, baseball will come on the pregame show over the airwaves at 6:30. We will continue to do the show on AM660TheAnswer.com or on your smart device via the Answer Orlando app. But what we did last week was we stopped the contest at 6:30 when the pregame show started. This week we're going to go ahead and do the contest right on up to the end of the show, and then next week we'll decide which one we like to do better. We like to announce the winner on the show.
We'll do it tomorrow or on Facebook.
But we also want to get in as many contest entries as possible. The contest rules are tonight is if you were President Trump, who would you send a message to and how would you send it to them? Bo is up next. Bo, thanks for calling.
Howdy, guys. It's Bo again.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Bo? Good to hear from you.
Okay, if I was President Trump, I'd send a message to President Putin telling him to send a message to the President of Syria. My name does not mean gas anyone you don't like.
Yeah, we got it. My name means you can't gas anyone you don't like.
Yeah. Don't gas anyone you like.
Oh, it means don't gas anyone you like.
Oh, let me repeat that. Jeff passed over me.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me say it one more time. Dear President Putin, please call President of Syria and tell him my name does not mean gas anyone you don't like.
My name does not mean gas anyone you don't like. All right.
All right. He's in there.
Makes sense to you.
It does.
Anything, yeah. It makes sense.
Absolutely does.
Okay. I love your show, guys.
Okay. Hey,
thanks. Thank you, Bo.
Thanks, Bo.
We love you.
All right.
Appreciate it. God bless you. You don't like.
Okay. Really tie it into everyday events too, Chris. I mean,
that's right.
People are thinking.
That's right. Yeah, sure. Let's get David's contest entry, and then we'll take a comment from Rick. David, you are up next in our contest.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All excellent. Right, Dave.
How about you, David?
I'm doing fantastic. I've got two versions of the same thing. There's the Disney version, and then there's the R-rated version.
All right.
Let's do the Disney version first.
We'll do the Disney version first. Okay.
And Texas, the other one. No.
This is a message from the president to Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, anyone in the media, and John McCain.
Okay.
Good.
And it's a video clip from the movie Bambi of Little Thumper saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, it's best to say nothing at all.
Right.
I can see that was very mild now. I wonder what his R statement would be.
The R-rated version is to send him a ball gag.
All right. Got it. All right, David, excellent. Appreciate it.
That was pretty good,
Thank
Dave.
You.
Thank you. Appreciate
it, guys.
Thank you so much.
Good work.
Awesome. That's good.
Good work.
We're going to do just that.
That's
I
funny.
Promise you, David.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Funny.
All right, we got time for Bob's phone call next. Bob, thank you for calling this evening.
Good evening, guys. How long time no see?
All right, Bob.
As far as this contest is concerned, it's real simple. Trump knows that Obama's sitting on the sidelines waiting to throw some gasoline on a fire, and what he's doing right now is basically very succinctly saying and showing, Mr. Obama, this is how the president is supposed to work. This is how it gets done. This is how a president conducts himself. And if he does that in the way he's doing it, it should keep Obama quiet, because Obama will be seeing how he's doing. It will be so embarrassed that he was so ineffective that maybe he'll just keep his mouth shut on the sideline and leave him alone.
I tell you what, you hit something
I
on
know,
the
that was
head,
a great
maybe.
Paragraph. Well, not, it was good.
Yeah,
it was
but,
right
I
on
mean,
the money.
Even Obama
yeah.
Administration officials are applauding Trump
mm-hmm.
for thumping Assad in mm-hmm. Syria, because they wanted Obama to do it for so long, and they couldn't get the guy to do it.
Yep.
So you're absolutely right. Trump is showing not just Obama, but the world
is
how
Obama
the president
still,
of the United mm-hmm. States should conduct business.
Is he back in the country, or is he still out in one of these islands?
No, he's in Germany currently.
Oh, he's in Germany now.
Meeting
oh.
with
oh.
Merkel. The panel with Merkel.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I thought exactly. it was Oktoberfest or something.
I thought
okay.
he was in D.C. with what's-her-name. He was shacking up with what's-her-name.
Valerie Jarrett actually has
yeah,
moved
yeah,
into
yeah,
their
yeah.
house. He'll be back there soon.
They're yeah. going to take a vacation to Iran.
They're probably with him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, and also in answer to that guy who was on a couple of times back, you know, why is he doing it this way? Because we've been fighting this war for 16 years against a bunch of people who have nothing more than AK-47s and grenade launchers.
Right.
It's about time we stopped it.
Yeah.
We fought one of the greatest war machines in World War II and beat them in 3 years. There's no reason why we can't beat these people in this less amount of time. And what he's doing is letting the military fight the war like it's a war. In a war, your military kills people and blow up things. That's what the military does. They're not there to hand out welfare packages and all this other stuff. They're out there to kill people and blow up things. And that's
right.
what they're doing. And it's about time. Get this thing done and over with. And when they do that, they'll actually save lives. There'll be a whole lot less war going on, but a lot less people getting killed.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
You're exactly right. Okay, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it so much. All right, we're out of time this hour of the show. When we come back, we'll continue the contest. We got Rick, Frank,
and Dave.
And Dave on the line. That means we now have one more line open, 407-774-8255. If you want to get in the contest or the conversation, we invite you to do both. We'll be right back.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. When I'm a roll of honey.
Hi, welcome back for hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And later on, we'll be on a delayed basis on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. Thank you very, very much for listening wherever you are, whoever you are, whenever you do listen. We really do appreciate that very, very much. We got a contest going. It is Contest Thursday. Mike McBath, myself, Christopher Hart, Rick Brown, Pierce Outlaw, and Jeff Sinis. We are the judges. Jeff is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Mike, give us the contest rules one more time real quick, and we'll get back to business.
We're at that old story. We want you to deliver a message. If you were Don Trump, what message would you deliver to? And then you finish it off.
And what would that message be?
Well, the message, an example, my message would be to Barack Obama. You know, Barack, stop your shenanigans. If not, we're going to fly you back to where you were born, Kenya, and have a good day. I'm tired of you. But what would your message be? You had a good one, Chris, too.
I would say
more symbolic.
To Hillary Clinton, the message would be one of those orange jail suits.
I think Hillary would appreciate that and get the idea.
Yeah, that's right. It might even have.
But we've had some great entries today, Chris. These have been pretty terrific.
Starting with Jim, he would have the president send a message to the military by giving them a raise.
I like that one.
I like that one a lot, too. Rick would send Kim Jong-un a radiation suit with a tag saying defective on it. All right. And Keith would would have the liberals like Whoopi and all the ones who wanted to leave the country fly united.
Yeah.
By the way,
That was pretty good.
Keith mentioned Roseanne Barr in that group of people. Actually, Roseanne Barr was a Trump supporter. I just want
to
be clear about that.
And a tremendous Twitter follow. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Roseanne Barr's got it together.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yes, she does. That's right.
Wow.
A lot of people maybe confuse her with Rosie
O'Donnell. No, you do, because physically they're sort of like...
Wow, but let's not go there. But Roseanne Barr got it right.
But okay? I understand the mix-up.
All right. Okay. Before we get back to the contest, I just want to bring you update on a couple of things. Yeah, we did drop that massive ordnance bomb today, sent a message to everybody. Bashar al-Assad sat for an interview that was aired this morning. He says that there was that any Syrian involvement in a chemical attack is a 100% fabrication. He even doubts if the chemical attack last week or whenever it was recently here was real. He says it could have been a fabrication. They could have faked it. He said, did you actually see anyone dead? He said he used the phrase fake news, and he does speak English pretty well.
But would anybody expect any different answer than that from the guy? What other answer could he give?
But then he also made an argument, and it's a similar one as to me, is it didn't make any sense for the Syrians. And he said it didn't make any sense for three reasons. He said, first of all, when we were on the run from the rebels, why didn't we use them then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kind of does make sense.
A little bit.
And he says, why haven't we been using them against the terrorists? Why did we use them against civilians? Somebody might say, well, your aim is bad.
But, you know, an illogical, rotten person would use them for whatever reason. So, you know, we don't know how insane the guy is. That's the problem.
The problem is also that he might be right.
He might be.
Yeah, this lines up with what you said last Friday.
Yeah. And Putin, yesterday, the two-hour meeting with Rex Tillerson, evidently it was a broad meeting about the whole relationship and Putin's idea, how it went bad, where and when it went sour, and then maybe what they can do about it. But what we have in terms of intelligence is we have satellite data basically that shows that we know where the aircraft took off from, and we know that they dropped some ordnance. We don't know what the ordnance was. They also picked up communications where the Syrians were talking about chemical weapons, and they were asking questions. Mm-hmm. Now, if they'd used the stuff before, if they'd produced it, do you think that they'd need to call somebody and ask questions about how it all works? Maybe they had intelligence that weapons stockpile that they were hitting did contain chemical weapons. Maybe that was part of the intelligence that they had gathered. Maybe they were asking on the phone, if we bomb it, will it release the chemicals or will it destroy them? Well, according to the so-called experts that Fox has paraded out, that Michael Medved has paraded out, if you drop bombs on chemical weapons, it will destroy them and they'll just poof, they'll be gone. You know, they won't be effective anymore. They won't work anymore. And maybe they decided, well, okay, let's go hit them then. And lo and behold, it went all wrong. A number of different scenarios could have occurred. But to get back to Trump, I don't think it mattered to Trump. I think Trump was looking for an opportunity to send President Xi a message, who he was having a beautiful slice of chocolate cake with at the time. He sent a message to Vladimir Putin. He sent a message to Assad. He sent a message to everybody. And they all noticed it, and they all got it. And this business, and I would caution Al and others like him, like Ann Coulter, what's Trump doing? He didn't say he was going to do any of this. Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. All through his campaign.
He said exactly he would do this.
Yep. You weren't paying attention.
Right. And it like the liberal talking heads this morning, the scripted storyline today is, and even Fox is doing it, Donald Trump is doing a U-turn. Or as Fox put it, how did they put it? They said he's changing course. No, they said shifting viewpoints. He has shifting. No, this business about NATO.
Right.
He wanted NATO to get their act together. Did they get their act together?
Yes,
what did the man say yesterday?
I mean, they were just thrilled the fact that, you know, Trump has called them out in the sense of the financial aspects and everything else and pulled the whole package together.
The Norwegian was pretty much on board.
He was on board.
Totally on board.
And thank you for helping straighten us out.
You know how that? You know he was really on board? MSNBC interviewed him
this
morning.
Oh, no, they even said
and they got rid of him after about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay, that was it, yeah.
Because he wasn't saying what they wanted him to say. So they just cut him off. All right. Now, the Chinese. Well, yesterday, the administration announced that it looks like we're not going to label China a currency manipulator. How many people in Trump's army do you think even know what currency manipulation is, much less care? What they wanted was results. Right. Donald Trump is getting results on North Korea from the Chinese.
And the thing about it,
you know, they're going to do better on trade.
When you talk about trade and currency manipulation, he can really do them a big favor. They do us a big favor. We can work things out by the way we work taxation and currency.
Yeah, so, and an underreported story, too, is from the meeting in Mar-a-Lago, North Korea, after the big typhoon hit Australia, was the largest exporter of coal to China. China turned the ships around, sent them back to North Korea, and now they're importing American coal.
Yeah, and we first reported that the other night.
Yeah.
Exactly. So big results. He's not making a U-turn. He's not shifting his viewpoints. It's called getting results, people.
You know, there are stupid Republicans, too, unfortunately. And they're so used.
Well, that's hard to believe, Rick.
By a buffalo,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
They're so used to every move that we make militarily being spelled out in excruciating detail that when he takes this 30,000-foot view and says, this is what we're going to do, everybody's up in arms because they didn't know the details of what happened before it happened.
Right.
And he promised he would not telegraph his
Absolutely.
Moves.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Trump is a big-picture guy. You just got to remember that. All right, we got to get back to our contest line. Frank is up next. Frank, thanks for calling tonight. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank.
I heard Greece actually ponied up 2% of their GDP. I think they paid it in feta cheese.
I was going to say, it was probably two pigs and a chicken.
Feta cheese or something.
Yeah, some sponges. They threw some sponges, too. Yeah.
Some government cheese.
We got Mr. Brown in the studio tonight.
How you doing, Frank?
Yeah, yeah. Good. And because we have the estimable Mr. Outlaw in the studio, my message is to Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, and it comes from the movie The Outlaw, Josie Bates.
Oh, I love that movie. That was great.
Thing, right?
Yeah, it was just on this
weekend.
There's
a bounty hunter that's tracking Josie through the movie, and he finally catches up to him.
In the saloon.
In the saloon in Mexico, and he walks in, and Clint looks at him, and he goes, you a bounty hunter? And he goes, it's a living. And Clint looked at him, and he goes, dying ain't much of a living.
I love it. I love it. It is. That's a great scene in the movie, too.
That's Trump's message to Kim Jong-un.
That's a good one.
Ain't much of a
dying ain't much of a living, boy.
Amen, brother.
That's funny.
Excellent, Frank.
That is really good, Frank.
Yeah, it is. Good
wow.
deal. Good
yeah,
deal.
That's great.
Thanks, Frank. God bless
you,
man.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Dave is up next. Dave, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate that.
Hey, well, thank you. Appreciate what all you folks do every week, day in and day out.
Love it.
You're probably familiar with the movie Tombstone, where Val Kilmer played Doc Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
You mean Doc Holliday.
Holiday.
Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday, thanks.
Yes.
Doc Watson's banjo player.
Yeah,
that's
my
right.
dyslexia. Yeah.
That's okay.
So my message suggestion would be between, of course, Donald Trump again to Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
Only it would be, I'm your Huckleberry.
I knew he was going to say that.
I know.
I'm your Huckleberry. Yeah. That was a great line in that movie. Mm. Oh, and I love it when he spins that tin cup. That is a great movie. Hey, excellent, Dave.
Dave, good.
Make sure
great job.
Make sure we got your phone number. All right.
All righty. Thank you now.
We got to do like the Academy Awards of contest answering, you know, of all the stuff in over a year's time.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got Diane. She's on the contest line. Now we have the contest line open. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we will take your phone call. And we're going to go ahead and do the contest even when we go off the airwaves and only on the internet signal tonight and see how we like it. We'll make a comparison and decide from next
now,
week.
Now, our internet listeners, also Red Moon or Rising?
Red Nation Rising. Come on now.
I like the song.
Red Nation Rising. And they can participate. They can listen live from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern Time on AM660TheAnswer.com. We got another segment to go, though, in this half hour of the show. Diane is up next. And you can be a part of the contest, too. 407-774-8255. Is the number. Don't lose the faith. It's going in the right direction. I guarantee
you. $380.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report support. And at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
This is Trump HQ.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
The president says no more.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
What's next? Keep it here for updates twice an hour with reaction and analysis from Central Florida's number one talk lineup. Trump HQ is FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Thank you so very much for listening to the American Adversaries. We really, really do appreciate that. We're in the middle of our contest Thursday. In just a few minutes, we'll be taking another break. And at that time, over the airwaves, the Tampa Rays pregame show will begin. But we'll still be on. We always are on the internet, am660theanswer.com, or go to your app store and look for the Answer Orlando app. It's free. Download it into your smart device. And you can always listen to us there without interruption, regardless of whether the Rays are playing or not. And we are going to continue our contest into the next half hour of the show and see how we like that tonight. Last week, we ended it at the 6:30 hour. Yeah. We were right now deciding the winner last week.
Well, yeah, we're experimenting. We're playing it by ear.
And then we'll see how we like it.
All summer.
Because we want as many people to have a chance for these prizes as possible. Speaking of that, real quickly, Donald Trump has said he's not releasing his taxes because they're under audit. Well, now he has an automatic audit as long as he's president, because starting about 40 years ago, the IRS automatically audits every president every year that they are president.
So I'll see you in 8 years. Right.
Ask me for those taxes after I'm gone.
See you in 8 years. Have a good day.
All right, Diane is up next for our contest tonight. Hey, Diane, how you doing?
Mine is lowest learner. I learned today is going to be
They're
I like it, Diane. Yeah. Right already.
The Republicans are asking for the investigation to be reopened.
I like it.
Exactly. So I'm believing that Trump's administration is draining the swamp from within, and he's doing it legally.
Amen. So you would send a message to Lois Lerner?
Oh yes.
And bring your lawyer to the hearing.
Don't bring your lawyer. Go straight to jail.
Do not pass go. $200.
That's a good one.
All right.
That's exciting news. I think they're doing a phenomenal job. He's got juggling down to an art.
He does. And the way he does it is he delegates authority.
That's good.
And he likes, let's just say, controversy. He likes drama. And he knows how to make it work for him, though. So, you know, don't get lost in the media scripted storylines and stuff. Once again, he's a results guy, and he knows how to get them. And that's what we're seeing.
He's going to get it right. He's going to right the wrongs of the Obama administration. That's exactly what he's doing.
You know, the worst thing they could have done was spy on him.
Yeah.
I mean, if he didn't already have a motivation to go after him, now they've got him mad, right?
Did you see the people in Fox today out of Scranton, PA, in the restaurant? you know, they were, that's a pretty rough area. And, you know, they're all, Trump's doing a pretty good job. As much as the media doesn't want to hear it, people know what's going on.
They love
but it.
It
goes back to why we saw something in him early on, and that is that he wants results, you know. And a lot of people, this drives him nuts, both on the left and the right. He's not an ideological person. He never was. He never will be. And you can't judge him by that. He's going to be judged by his results, and that's the way he wants to be judged. God bless you, Diane. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you. You're awesome.
And thanks for the newsletter thing you sent me. I appreciate that. Okay, Joe is up next. Joe's up next for the contest. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
All right.
How about yourself?
You didn't think I'd pass a contest like this up.
Not you, Joe.
No. First thing I would do as Donald Trump is send Chuck Schumer a hairpiece that fits.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite guys.
Yeah. The second thing, since we're talking about movies, if you remember the movie The Wedding Crasher, there's a part where he's making the balloons for the kids, and the kid wants a bike, and he can't do it, and finally just screams, "Make me a bike clown." I would sell all these entertainers that constantly talk politics about Trump. He should just look at him, just scream, "Make me a bike clown," because all they're supposed to do is entertain.
Right.
That's right. That's good.
Shut up and dance, right?
Isn't that the truth? Dance, buddy.
Make me a bike clown. And that's what they are. They're a bunch of clowns. Hey.
Exactly right.
All right. Excellent.
Well, that's it. Gentlemen, you're doing a great job. I sincerely appreciate what you always do.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for giving us some.
Same
to
you.
Same to you. Absolutely. And let's see. Let's get Angie's contest entry before we have to take a break, and then Dave will get your phone call. Angie, thank you for calling tonight. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Excellent. Always a joy to hear from you.
Thank you. My message is to all the liberals and the rhinos in Washington.
Yeah.
Just to let them know there's a new sheriff in town, and he's like Ronald Reagan on steroids.
That's what it looks like, Angie.
Reagan on steroids. He is, because he has the business experience.
Reagan on steroids. That's a good one.
Yeah. And he's new sheriff. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, Angie.
Angie, thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I like Angie. She's a competitor.
She is.
Just about every week, boy, she's in there trying to win that money.
She's a player.
Yes, big time player.
She's a player. Know? All right. Holla, holla, holla. Thank you, Angie. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we got Dave's phone call. We now have contest lines open. And even though we'll be on the internet signal only, we're still going to do the contest up till the end of the show. We will have a winner tonight, though, and that person will be contacted, and then we'll announce it over the airwaves again tomorrow as well. So please stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. We'll be coming to you live on AM660TheAnswer.com, or go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Hit the Listen Live button. And, of course, you can download the free WORL AM/FM app. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A local official involved in the planned evacuations from four besieged areas in Syria says buses will start moving after sunrise Friday. Preparations have been underway Thursday for the evacuation of more than 10,000 residents from two pro-government Shiite villages in northern Syria, Fua and Kafaria, and the rebel-held towns of Madaya and Zabadani near Damascus. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is urging countries that provide U.N. peacekeeping troops to hold soldiers accountable for sexual abuse, an appeal that came after citing an AP investigation into a child sex ring in Haiti involving peacekeepers. Haley also warned that countries that refuse to hold their soldiers accountable must recognize that this either stops or their troops will go home and their financial compensation will end. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 139 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
This is Trump HQ.
My fellow Americans, it's an exciting time for our country. Our new administration has so much change underway, change that is going to strengthen our union and improve so many people's lives. The duty of judges, therefore, is not to rewrite the laws, but to uphold the laws and to apply the Constitution as written. And this is what Judge Gorsuch will do.
Stay here for the latest on the Gorsuch confirmation. Trump HQ. Here, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Otter Pig. The master of the diamond cutter. A three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
And we're back. And DDP, of course, was in town last week and inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Now, Chris, have you ever seen a Hall of Fame ring from WWE?
No,
I saw one. Hacksaw showed me his, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? I've seen a lot of these Super Bowl rings and everything, and like Super Bowl rings a 10, WWE's about a 1. I mean, I don't mean it as a nasty comment. The problem is, if I was McMahon and I was going to give these rings out, I'd make them look so gaudy and so, because that's what WWE is. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe how cheap he put these rings together.
You better watch out.
Did you see the one the Cubs got the other night?
What's that?
Did you see the one the Cubs got?
No. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was about half the size of a baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
They got but them that's, at the yeah, home game the other night. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, I'm just saying, having actually seen a real one, boy, he should have done a better job than that for the king of entertainment.
Okay. All right. Right now, we are still in the midst of our contest. 407-774-8255 is the number if you'd like to get in on the contest. Christopher Hart here, along with Mike McBath, Pierce Outlaw, Rick Brown, and Jeff Sinis. We are the judges. In the meantime, we do now have a couple of contest lines open. In the meantime, we're going to take Dave's phone call. Dave, thank you for calling. I appreciate your patience.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Hey, listen, I was thinking instead of a movie quote, could I do like a song quote?
You can do anything. Well,
anything you want. You can sing it if you want.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can sing it. But,
neither do we.
Do you know the group Nazareth, Hair of the Dog?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great album.
There's a famous line in there, and I don't know if I'm going to get bleeped out or not, but it's now you're messing with a
son of a yeah, now you're messing with it. That's a song, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so that's Trump.
Now you're messing with a son of
He's
a
right.
Now you're messing with us, son. All right, I know the song very well. All right, I love it.
Send that to him. You know, we'll send it to him. Trump should send it to him or tweet it to him.
You got that right. It could be tweeted for sure. Now you're messing with it. I can write it down. That's funny. That's a good one. All right, Dave, thanks. I appreciate that. That was good, Dave.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Anytime, brother. All right. Okay. Okay, so that's the idea for the contest. If you want to get in on the contest, and once again, we'll take the entries through this segment of the show, and then in the next segment of the show, we will determine the winner, and you will hear us do that right here, live tonight.
You know, my message would be to send a Geiger counter, and I just can't figure out who to send it to first, whether it be Assad or Kim Jong-un.
Have to be Un.
Kim Jong-un.
Have to be Un, yeah. I don't know that it's Assad has any nuclear weapons, although the message would be keep messing around.
You will, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You will experience one up close. And once again, the military did drop a massive bomb, actually called the mother of all bombs, or more technically speaking, the massive ordnance air blast bomb on an Islamic State stronghold of tunnels in eastern Afghanistan, pretty much right on the border of Pakistan.
Right on the border.
Yeah. Sort of where Tora Bora is, a little bit south of there, though, I believe. And it had the effect that it needed, that they intended to have, and they got more of those, and the military now has the authorization to use them if they choose to do so.
You know, and either the international press has been really quiet, or our press and our government has been really, really good at pushing all this down, because you haven't heard a lot of international outcry.
I don't think you will.
Comparatively.
Yeah, I don't think you will because of who it was dropped on.
Right.
And in the case of Syria, there's no outcry because of why it was done. Whether the Syrians did the chemical thing or not, the perception is they did, and that's why the missile attack. So there's not going to be too many complaints there. And this is a war against the Islamic State in Afghanistan in a remote region. So now I don't think you're going to get a whole lot of complaints. Interestingly enough, many of the complaints that have come out have been from the right. Guys like Rand Paul, which we can understand. He's pretty much an isolationist,
yes,
being a libertarian. I mean, they are traditionally isolationists. But you've also heard Ann Coulter and others who were strong Trump supporters questioning, what is he doing now? And to me, it's very clear he's doing what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting results. And he's getting results with the tools and the people that he has available.
Now, you would think Ann Coulter would like the Moab, right? After all, she's sleeping with dynamite every night.
Dynamite!
Don't go any further than that, eh?
Dynamite! Oh, that's yeah. Right. Well, she's
going to speak at Berkeley, you know, in the next couple of weeks, which is going to be very entertaining. I'm looking forward if she gets it done.
Well, I was going to say she's scheduled to speak.
Yeah, I know. I'd love it if she does. Yeah.
You know, my favorite J.J. Walker quote is, if God didn't want us to steal, why did he give us so many pockets?
He was that show.
He was incredible.
He was. Once again, the contest lines are open, 407-774-8255.
Chris, I got a couple of contest entries. Somebody's got to step up and beat my contest entry.
All right, here we go. Let's hear it.
The first one is for ISIS, obviously, and they should have flown a plane over the cave complex and dropped out pamphlets with pictures of Chelsea Clinton with the caption saying, "You're not getting 72 virgins. This is what you're getting."
Yeah. You see everybody jump. You know what I mean?
The second one is for Kim Jong-un. And some of you probably remember the movie Animal House. And when they took the road trip and Rhett Flounder's brother's car came up to him and put his round arm around him and said, "My advice to you is to start drinking heavily."
Yeah. Flounder is one of my favorites.
That's a good one for Moon because he likes the southern whiskey there. He likes the bourbon.
He is like a flounder type guy. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a changing scenario for him.
Yep.
This move by China to put the clamps on them is
And you know what? He can't do anything. What's he going to do? He can't say anything to China.
That this is a, if there's been any U-turn right. or any shift in attitude or viewpoints or policy, it is the Chinese. Radical shift. You know, we can take care of North Korea. We've known that for a long time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The only thing that's held us back was China. Because the thinking was, if we do anything to North Korea, yeah, China's going to come in there just like they did in the Korean War.
Plus the refugee situation right. and all that, and China right. might take sides.
Well, and what do they do to Seoul and the rest of right. South Korea?
Mm-hmm. Well, if the worst that we get from China, or let me put it this way, if the best we get from China is that they just stay out of the way and right. let us take yep. care of business, fine. That's all we need. Now, and that's what I think Trump is saying. And I think that's what he told President yeah. Xi the other night. And I'm sure he also stressed to Xi, look, this guy's as big a problem to you as he is to us. He's playing you. He's threatening you with refugees. He's got you backed into a corner. Do you like that?
Right, and there's no economic benefit to be really excited about China with North Korea. No. Why would you care?
In fact, a healthy North Korea, mm-hmm. economically and politically
could
speaking,
be a benefit.
Would be of benefit to China. Mm-hmm. And I think that was impressed upon them, and obviously something else was impressed upon them. I don't know what it was that changed their attitude. Maybe just the election of Trump. I don't know.
Chocolate cake.
Maybe it was that beautiful slice of chocolate cake.
No, probably walking around Palm Beach. This guy's going, wow, man, look at this place. You know?
Hey, you think he did the Kennedy bar tour?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They got something going here, these Americans, right?
Yep. I'll be back. Right. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know.
But you, at some point, the Chinese have to say, you know, who is it better for us to be friendly with?
Oh.
Right? The Americans?
I mean, yeah, the answer is, what am I going to benefit being friendly with North Korea?
Right.
What's my benefit?
Well, I mean, the benefit has been in the conflict with the U.S. They have the opportunity to walk right through North Korea to South Korea and be a big problem for
right,
us.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And up until now, that has been the balancing, the neutralizing factor. Mm-hmm. But that is changing, and that's why that's dramatic.
If they're truly open for business, they need to be our friends.
Indeed.
Yes, absolutely. Indeed.
And I think that's the kind of message Donald Trump would have delivered to them, and maybe in those very words. All right, speaking of words, we need some more contest entries, or at least you need to get it in now, because in just a couple of minutes here, we'll take another break, and then we'll come back, and we'll be figuring out who tonight's winner is. Once again, you're playing for a great prize package worth some $400.
Somewhere around that, that's right. It's awesome.
That's right. And so we'd love to see you win. Okay, 407-774-8255 is the number. And there was another little tidbit here. Mike Pompeo, the new CIA right. director, has come up. You know, I love it when the government comes up with these great words or phrases like the MOB.
The MOB.
Yes, the Massive Ordnance.
Air Blast,
yeah. He has come up with his own little phrase for Julian Assange.
Yeah, he didn't seem like too big a fan of Julian.
No, he is not.
No, not a real good fan.
When you're in the intelligence business, you don't like to be shown up, mm-hmm. okay? And he has called Julian Assange, get this, a non-state hostile intelligence actor.
In other words, he doesn't like him.
No, not at all. Not exactly. Crazy little fat kid.
Yeah, that's right.
You better stay where he is, right? You know?
All right. Okay. When we come back, we got one more contest entry, and then we're going to decide who's going to be the winner of tonight's contest. I hope you'll be here with us, the American Adversaries.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us, and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces or arches or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special. All
at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentoStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Tonight I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria.
Syria crosses the line.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons.
The president says no more.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
Your answer for what's next is here. Keep it here for updates twice an hour with reaction and analysis from our talk show hosts and their guests that know. Trump HQ is FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, welcome back for the final segment of our contest and of tonight's show. Thank you very much for listening out there. We really, really do appreciate it. And once again, if you're not on the line right now, you can call at 407-774-8255. If you get in right now, we will take your contest entry. And JJ, we just lost you. Call us back. In the meantime, Rick, you are up next. Contest entry. Thanks for calling tonight.
Hey, thank you. And, first, I have a serious comment, you know, and then I have potentially an entry.
Okay.
But anyway,
we'll take it no matter what. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've been just thinking that after this last gas attack by Assad, you know, and you know, it just seems to me that in the 21st century, this is something that should never be permitted by, you know, especially the United States, since we're the only superpower, real superpower on the planet.
Right.
I mean, We should just call out every nation and say, hey, you're going to do something like this, or you're going to oppress your people, or, you know, just step on everybody. I mean, like a Maduro, you know, those people are really going through a really tough time in Venezuela.
Right.
And yep. So on, you know, and I would just, you know, and which leads me into, you know, it's hard to believe that this is actually taking place at this day and age.
Well, first of all, and I'll let you complete your thought here. But first of all, I think that's part of the message that Trump sent,
right,
is that we're not going to sit by and let this happen. We're not going to sit idly by and let these sort of things happen, because ultimately it will come back and haunt us.
Right. Well, okay. I'm behind them 100%.
Okay.
Know? And
anyway, go ahead.
I wasn't on the Trump bandwagon, but. You know,
it's good to hear that,
as
right?
As long as he's sticking up for our defenseless people all over the planet, you know, I'm with him, you know?
A convert.
Amen.
But
yep.
Which leads me into my contest entry.
All right, lay it on us.
But can I hear the question again? What is it that
if you were President Trump and you were going to send a message,
is your message?
What would the message be, and who would you send it to?
Well, okay, if I were President Trump, I'd be sending a message to, this would be it, to every two-bit tyrant, you know, oppressive dictator, butcher out there, that the whole reason that I appointed Tillerson is because he knows how to manage oil around the planet. So we're going to come after you, Maduro, and get your oil. We're going to come after you, Assad, and get your oil. We're going to come after every oil-producing country that's oppressing their people and whatever. And Tillerson knows how to sell it on the world market. So, but I would take a page out of the Howard Dean ebullience when he was running for a candidate, you know, the Democratic Party, where he was like, you know,
Howard Dean,
we're going to go to Venezuela, and then we're going to go to Syria, and we're going to go here, we're going to go there, we're going to this, and then, so that would be the message that I would send if I were President Trump.
Rick, did you stop at happy hour before you call in? Or?
Hey, I love it. I love it. I love the way you did that.
Yeah, you know, I like the yelling in the end.
Howard Dean. Everybody's oil. Yeah. We should have gotten paid, you know?
I love it. All right, Rick. Thank you very much.
Very good.
That's a great entry.
Rick, is this the first time you've entered a contest?
Hey, Rick, wait a minute. Mike, is this
the first time you've entered a contest, Rick?
Yeah, first time ever, yeah.
That's great.
All right, well, congratulations. This is a great entry.
Very good, Rick.
Don't be a stranger.
Right. There you go. All right, appreciate you listening. Thank you so much.
Boy, that was an emotional event.
Yeah.
Good to be in touch with your feelings.
Did we get JJ back? Okay, JJ dropped off. Okay. All right, well, then we just have a few minutes left in the show, so I guess it's time to decide
the
winner.
It's showtime.
All right.
Let's party.
Jeff, we usually start with Nick, so we'll start with you tonight. Did you hear a favorite in there?
Well, I'm still kind of stuck between... that was funny, Rick's entry a while ago, but Rick and Jim and... Man, I'm still trying to make up my mind.
Okay. All right, so...
Jeff, you got to throw one out, buddy.
No. All right, we'll give you a second to think about it.
Catch you on the backside.
All right, Rick Brown.
Well, I thought I was decided until this last one. Now I've got to go with Rick.
All right, the dictators were coming after
that
you.
That was hilarious.
Well, the screaming carried
every
it, I think.
Every time you hit how a Dean scream, how can you go wrong?
Pierce Outlaw.
I like Dave's. I'm your Huckleberry.
Wait a minute. What was it? Dave, okay, yeah, I'm your Huckleberry to Kim Jong-un. All right. McBath.
I'm going to go to our good friend Frank. I like that one. I don't know if I like that or I like the movie, but I'm going to go with that. You know what I mean?
Josie Wales. To Kim Jong-un.
That was pretty cute.
Dying ain't much of a living.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, come back to you.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with Rick's entry. That was pretty funny.
The dictators were coming after you, the Howard Dean thing.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. That's what did it for me.
That was strong.
Well, I was going to vote for Jim, so that means Rick is the winner. Congratulations to Rick.
And that was Rick's first call.
First time.
Ever.
And the last entry.
Wow.
And the last
entry. That's pretty
good. Yeah, I went for the first entry. You guys went for the last entry. All right.
Okay.
But we had great quality in between.
Absolutely. All great entries. And we'll see if we can come up with a consolation prize for Frank, Dave, and Jim.
You know, it's nice to see. I bet you everybody called in, though, was a Republican. You know? I mean, that's great.
If they're not, we're going to make them.
Yeah. If not, they'll be converting just like the last caller.
Yeah. Okay. So next week we'll have a brand new contest, and we'll figure out whether we liked to do it this way, where we went ahead and did it the whole 2 hours, or if we liked it.
You're going to announce it tomorrow on the opening so they don't have to wait till 7. Announce. I want to know if I won now. You know, Chris, I need the money.
Yeah, we will announce early in tomorrow's show who tonight's winner was.
Show me the money.
Yeah, speaking of tomorrow's show, Pierce Outlaw will be back on the show with me. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow night. As we will be here, it is Good Friday. Hope you'll be having a good Friday. But we'll be here tomorrow We won't be here to do our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour because, of course, Sunday is Resurrection Day, more commonly known as Easter, and we will be celebrating it, and I hope that you will be as well. And, of course, Jewish folks have been celebrating the Passover this week, and we hope that everyone is having, you know, good quality time with family and friends during this time of year. And remember the reason for it. You know, one thing I'll say about the Jewish religion, and that is that their holidays are meant about remembering things, mm-hmm. right? And the rituals are all about remembering what happened and why. And we sometimes lose all of that in having fun and Easter egg hunts and stuff like that. And all that's cool, but you got to remember why we celebrate. This is a very, very special holiday for Christians all over the world and all religions all over the world.
It's the greatest story ever told and the most meaningful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. By far. Okay, great contest tonight. We really do appreciate that. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. And please like us there if you do. And leave some comments. We love to.
Plus, our contest in the future will appear on right when we announce them Tuesday. We'll awesome. Go right up on Facebook. So you get a pre-planned answer.
And you can also scroll down and find the Best of Orlando survey. Mm-hmm. And vote for us in the talk radio category. We really would appreciate that. The voting will be going on this month, and you can vote more than once. As Pierce likes to put it, vote early and vote often, and you can get away with it. It's legal in this survey.
Any prizes?
No. The prize goes to
That's
us.
That's right. It goes to the winner. That's exactly right. You
we
know?
Will get a participation
you could
trophy.
Influence, and they can influence our judgment in the contest if we know.
All right. So all that you can do at our Facebook page, American Adversaries, on Facebook. And also, don't forget to check out our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And we're in the process of making that website even, let's just say, more interactive and funner place to go and an easier place to navigate.
Funner and more better.
There you go. Funner and more better. Thank you very much for helping me with my grammar there. And we'll be back tomorrow night, and I hope you'll be with us. And remember to tell your friends and family about us. We really do appreciate that. And you folks who are listening on Red Nation Rising Radio Network, we're still waiting for one
of
you.
Yeah, I want to see one of them win
contest.
A prize. I'm going to love it when they come through, and we'll figure out what we can do for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
and
great.
Don't forget, you can listen to us live at am660theanswer.com from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and 5 to 8 on Sundays, except this Sunday. Okay? All right, so that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for great sponsors. And don't forget, we will be here tomorrow night. And in the meantime, night, everybody.
From the Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The new head of the CIA is taking aim at Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks. Mike Pompeo says it's time to call WikiLeaks what it is.
WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service. It has encouraged its followers to find jobs at the CIA in order to obtain intelligence.
Pompeo also says WikiLeaks doesn't have the slightest interest in transparency or upholding democratic ideals. It accused Assange of hurting democracies but not dictators. Pompeo says that